Okay. Greetings to everyone. Welcome. I want to thank people for participating in this webinar on Internet governance and an opportunity to talk with ICANN's senior executive about recent developments. My name is David Olive. I'm Vice President of Policy Development Support, and I'm pleased to serve as moderator of this session. The background for today will be we will have, please put your questions in the chat. We have 1 hour for the conversation today, and to be more efficient, it would be easier to manage the questions from the chat. I will take them and then, in the order I receive them, present them to the group, and then we will be able to proceed with the discussion. The agenda is as follows. Brief introduction, as I'm giving now, some remarks by Fadi Shahadi, our CEO, and then opening to questions. Again, the purpose here is to share with you some of the developments of the Montevideo Statement that is presented before you today, and also some developments in the post-Bali area, providing background of recent discussions with our Internet partners leading to the Montevideo Statement, as well as some of the developments in the IGF in Bali and afterwards. So with that, I would like to, again, please put your questions in the chat, and we'll turn over the call now to Fadi, the CEO of ICANN. Fadi, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me all right. I just wanted to spend a few minutes, as David said, to give you some background. I'm certain many of you have been hearing a lot of feedback and chatter. Many of you have attended in Bali and have heard the community's debates and discussions about Internet governance. So I think for many of you, I'm just hoping to fill the holes and ensure that we are on the same page as we enter this important next phase. This all started in early September, when it became, which is, I remind myself some days, is only about 8 weeks ago, when it became very clear that the agenda for the next year in Internet governance was definitely shifting towards a more multilateral or intergovernmental field to solve a lot of the Internet governance emerging issues. We were alarmed when we saw some announcements by governments that frankly we consider as being moderate or middle governments, such as South Korea and Brazil and India and others on their plans to push much of the Internet governance debate in the next 12 to 18 months into a multilateral fora. And multilateral here being clearly fora where the decisions and the policies are agreed to exclusively between governments. And so I want to be clear up front that there's nothing wrong with the multilateral process. In fact, one could argue our own GAC is a multilateral body. The problem is whether it is where the decisions are made or whether the decisions are always made ultimately and the policies are formulated ultimately with multi-stakeholders all participating, including governments. And so we look at next year, and much of the focus, unfortunately, and the fora was in a way pucking or going towards a more multilateral intergovernmental decision-making model. Why is this important to us at ICANN? Two reasons. One, ICANN, the pressure on ICANN as a multi-stakeholder body increases when the solutions are going in a different direction. And it increases in two ways. Either people who would like to reconsider how we make our decisions and the remit we have and potentially place it into a multilateral intergovernmental place, or on the other end of the spectrum, we are receiving real pressure to expand our own remit and do more in ICANN. Neither is good for ICANN. ICANN has a very clear remit, and I think all of us as a community have made it very clear that we would like to stick to our knitting, as we say, and focus on our remit. So that's one aspect of pressure we're receiving that makes us move into action. The second one is that we recognize that while it is not our role and it is not our direct responsibility to pay attention to the broader internet governance issues that go beyond our remit, but after all, we are part of that ecosystem. We are responsible ecosystem partners. We, along with other organizations in the ecosystem, when we met in late September in Montevideo, we agreed that whilst a lot of the issues the world is grappling to resolve are in a layer above the layer we work, the pressure is increasing on us. We reconfirmed that when we met with some CCTLD leaders who told us also that they're feeling pressure, despite the fact that can explain all day that we deal only with the layer of how the internet works. The reality is public pressure is mounting on us on regulating or looking at areas related more to how the internet is used, even though we have nothing to do with it. And it is our responsibility as leaders to at least propose or stimulate discussion on potentially new mechanisms, not necessarily new institutions, I hope, but new mechanisms that address these areas that are fundamentally multi-stakeholder. And again, not multi-stakeholder in the way some people define it, where the stakeholders give their opinion, but the decisions are made by governments, but true multi-stakeholder, where the decisions are made with all stakeholders together, including governments. We have a responsibility to promote this model. It's both to protect who we are and to celebrate how we do it, but also to ensure that we continue to see a healthy open internet where all stakeholders are engaged. So that's the background. So what did ICANN do? Well, the first thing we did, once that understanding became clear and it was supported by a lot of evidence, is we engaged with our board of directors. We spent a couple of days with the board to ensure that we and the board of directors are aligned, and I have personally received the green light from our board to engage our community's leaders, again, because these are issues that go beyond ICANN. We sought to talk to the leaders of the other organizations who are on a par with us in that leadership and who also are feeling the same pressures ICANN is feeling. So after meeting with the board, I met with all the leaders of the so-called ISTAR organizations. Now, I recognize the ISTAR organizations, ISOC, the W3C, all the regional internet registries. I recognize that this is not the entire ecosystem of internet governance, but at least these are the technical organizations, and it was an initial group of people we had a chance to meet with. The result of that meeting is the Montevideo statement all of you have seen, because that meeting took place, obviously, in Montevideo in Uruguay. And I think it's important to note that nothing in the Montevideo statement should be surprising or new. This is These are statements or information that are 100% aligned with all the things we've said and our community has said for a long time. What was remarkable about the Montevideo statement was the fact that all of us issued a common statement, which actually has never happened before. And it showed a unified approach and a unified feeling about the important stakes ahead. Now, for all of us here who are ICANNers, we are maybe focused on one of the many bullets in that statement that deal with ICANN specifically. And again, I would like to repeat that nothing in that statement on ICANN is new. We've said this all along. The agreements we have with the U.S. government have always stated that this is a temporary arrangement that needs to evolve. Our fellow organizations have clearly always, including the IETF and the IAB, made it very clear that these agreements need to evolve. So nothing in these statements should be surprising. It was just the fact that we put pen to paper and we all issued it together that made it valuable. Post the Montevideo statement, we then really went to Bali to ensure that we can build a coalition, because what was very clear after the Montevideo statement was the groundswell of interest to build what amounts to a bottom-up movement, a grassroots movement that is broader than the technical organizations to embrace and address these matters. In Bali, we had the real fortunate situation that of timing of that meeting and the fact that that meeting has many of the business community, many in the civil society community, many governments, all there. And it was a good time for us to kind of take the efforts we started in Montevideo to the next rung of community breadth. And it worked marvelously to coalesce our community at all levels. We held one meeting to discuss where we go from here, and I think it was the largest meeting other than the plenary going on at Bali. Hundreds of people came to discuss how we together can actually bottom-up build common goals and common initiatives that will support the multi-stakeholder approach as we enter next year. And that coalition is being formed as we speak into a more structured movement. I think there will be announcements from the community, not from ICANN, about this kind of coalescing. You will hear about these announcements, I think, in the next few days. ICANN is not running this. We are just a participant, like many others, and I think it is the NRO, or specifically represented by the AFRINEC folks in Mauritius, who are taking the lead in organizing and kind of being the secretariat for this new movement to be launched shortly. By the time we get to Buenos Aires, this will certainly be announced and public, and I hope and I invite all of you to voice your views and your interests into that important movement, which already has tens of businesses, leading businesses around the world. Most of the civil society players that were in Bali have signed up. Certainly our community, the IETF community, the ISOC community, everyone is engaged. And I just came back also from Vancouver, where I saw a definite interest at the IETF to engage from the leadership and also beyond that in this debate. So finally, I just want to bring up another important fact in this picture, especially for next year. The The fora for next year that are very visible and very important, at least for the global community, and if I can be direct, specifically for governments, are the WTDC forum in April, which is no longer going to be in Egypt. We'll find out shortly where it is, but it'll be in somewhere in East Europe. The second one being the plenipotentiary, that will be later in the year in October. Both of these events are largely places where decisions and directions are set by intergovernmental discussion. There will be input, I hope, from other stakeholders, but largely intergovernmental. We are now very pleased that we have two new events, or two confirmed events now, I should say, next year, where I believe the discussion will be largely multi-stakeholder and will be pushing the multi-stakeholder model, which we all believe is clearly the right model, forward, not just for ICANN and our sister organizations, but for Internet governance as a whole. The first one, which was announced in Bali, is certainly the certainty now that we have a country host for the IGF 2015, and I'm even happier that we have one for 2014, which is Turkey, and we also heard Brazil announce their support for the IGF 2015, and Mexico for 2016, which was sweet, obviously, too, so that we have some steady continuity on this most important forum that we all support wholeheartedly. We have and will continue to, and we believe it has a unique and ongoing criticality to the debate and the discussion that we care about. The second event that was announced next year is the conference planned for Brazil that will not be a UN conference, but a multi-stakeholder conference that President Rousseff of Brazil will host. I think they will be announcing a lot more detail on that conference, we understand, in the next 2 weeks. It'll either happen, you know, right before Buenos Aires or right after Buenos Aires' meeting. We do not have a date from them yet, but it's something they're keeping everyone abreast about as best they can. This will be a critical conference because it happens at a critical time in the calendar of next year. It allows us to have ample debate and early debate in the year on a multi-stakeholder approach to Internet governance. Our understanding is that this conference will be steered and managed, and its agenda will be set up and defined, and the invitees will be set up and invited by a steering committee for the conference. President Rousseff has decided that the steering committee will include not just obviously her government and our friends at CGI in Brazil, but it will also include members from the global multi-stakeholder community. ICANN has been invited to be part of that steering committee, but other members of civil society, business, have also been slated to be on that steering committee. We support this conference concept, but we want to wait to confirm that the outcomes and the plans for this conference match our interests and the interests of our community. Specifically, we have told them that we would like this conference to steer clear from any specific topics, such as surveillance, because A, this is not what the purpose of the conference, in our opinion, should be, but B, because we also, many of us, do not have any specific connection to these activities. We hope that the conference will focus on the following two matters. First, a statement of principles that we and all stakeholders in the world would feel comfortable to adhere to or to subscribe to. These are very high-level principles, not different from what the CGI in Brazil has on their front of their website, or what, for example, OECD has issued. So these are very high-level principles. The second thing, and very critical thing, that we hope the conference will focus on is about how Internet governance works, and specifically two things in that area. How do we evolve and globalize the existing institutions so that they can perform their current duties, including IETF and ICANN and so on, to embrace the growing Internet and its global nature? And secondly and lastly, what new mechanisms could be put in place in order for us to address any other topics or issues that have not been either addressed or that are difficult to pin down because there are many people working on them and we do not have a mechanism to understand what is happening with these issues in a clear global way that everyone could embrace. So these are mechanisms, again, not institutions, because we do not believe that the goal or the necessity here would be to create new institutions. I hope this update is helpful. I'm here to stay with you and answer any questions, and I know many of us will be spending a lot of time in Buenos Aires discussing these things and learning from each other. So with that, I'm going to pass this back to my colleague David, and I'm here and available to clarify or respond to any questions.
Thank you very much, Bobby. I do have some questions already that were in the chat, and there's been an active give and take on discussion on the role of government in a multilateral view or a multi-stakeholder view, as well as the role of the GAC, or some people have been saying they are sometimes focus of three views of the GAC, one as a UN-like body with one country, one vote, or one with a consensus-based approach, or a third, mainly just a special role for some parties to have involvement in ICANN. But the first question came from Steve Del Bianco. What evidence do we have that the shift, quote-unquote, to multilateral was more pronounced this year than any prior year? This has always been, there's always been pressure from government, not from public, on that question.
There's a lot of evidence that would take more than an hour, but I'll touch on a few just to give examples. The vice minister in Korea, South Korea, not North Korea, I emphasize, who will be leading a lot of the plenipot, stood up recently at the APIGF, surprised all of us by informing us that South Korea believes that all matters of cybersecurity and policy should be moved to the ITU. This is concerning when it comes from a government like South Korea. We have seen very clear movements in UN fora by India, by Brazil, in the last few weeks to move a lot of the cyber policy matters to UN fora. Pronouncements made by very senior people, as well as proposals made by their governments into various fora that concerned us. Again, there are some governments where it's highly expected that they would be pushing for that. But you start seeing this from middle country governments in Asia, in Africa, and in Latin America, we get concerned. Further evidence was coming, for example, from some of the proposals being submitted through the regional meetings to the conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, now in East Europe. We were very surprised by the push from even friendly governments to move a lot more internet governance activity into multilateral forum. Again, Steve, this would take a lot longer than I can hold everybody for that, but there is plenty of evidence. We're quite tracking this. We have a whole staff of people watching this carefully, and we're concerned. Furthermore, we're concerned that most of the coalition that between governments was a pro-multi-stakeholder model for the last few years, whether we want it, like it or not, has been led by the U.S. government. The U.S. government is not today in the same position it was a year ago at the wicket. We're concerned about the coalescing activity of that government and the coalescing power of that government at the moment. And therefore, we are, in general, feeling that the forces right now that favor a multilateral approach, as I described it and defined it earlier, are getting stronger. And our ability to respond and be ready has to be sharpened, and that's all what's happening here.
Thank you, Fadi. Steve DelBianco had a follow-up question. He said, when Korea says cybersecurity, how does that implicate the DNS?
Well, as I described earlier, we can hide in our little DNS box, as would the ITF hide in their little box, and everybody can hide in their little box, and believe for a moment that all of us are not implicated when the broader internet governance pressure is moving another way. That's naive, to be frank. And it's not me who believe that, but all the leaders of these, frankly, very respectable organizations, whether it's ISOC or the IETF or IAB or the RIRs around the world, we all agreed that we cannot just hide behind our remits and not take responsibility for the pressures that are on the entire internet governance ecosystem, of which we are a part.
Thank you very much. Another question from Keith Drasik. He said he's heard that attendees to the Brazilian meeting, the upcoming Brazilian meeting, will require an invitation from the government.
I don't know. Wait for them to announce the details. A lot of hearsay right now is hearsay. They have not yet announced their conference details. Once they do, we will all know. We communicated to them, as well as others, that it is important that they do not wait much longer before announcing such details. Our expectation is that these details will be announced before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you. A comment by Hector Monoff was the suggestion would be to direct that enhance the participation of individuals coming from developing countries in the Brazil and other conferences relating to multi-stakeholder. And that's, again, a good suggestion. A question from Patrick Folstrom. What specifically does ICANN help with regard local IGF meetings in difficult areas like local IGF meetings, and how can ICANN in practice help or work so that such local events can be successful and help on the IG issues in general during 2014? For example, if a local IGF is or before the April meeting might impact, what successful agenda items should there be?
Yeah, I mean, that's again, a long discussion, Patrick, which I'm happy for us to engage in Buenos Aires. But at a very high level, I must emphasize to all of us with pride that the ICANN community as a whole, the staff, have been extremely supportive of local, regional, and global IGFs. We make it a point with the leadership of Tare and now Teresa with us that we do not miss supporting these meetings, both by our presence and financially. ICANN was a very critical donor to the success of the IGF in Bali, and we worked very hard to build large coalitions of support for the IGF, and we continue to do so without any delay. We do not believe that the solution or the solutions that we should all be looking at for next year's activities in any way, shape, or form should exclude the IGF. Quite the opposite. We should find ways to strengthen and give the IGF more presence and more success. I do believe the IGF will continue to be a very important forum that will crystallize what's on the mind of the community on a broad multi-stakeholder way and bring these items, these agenda items, to the fore so that specific communities, either individually or together, address these agenda items on a global basis. It's also, finally, a unique place for all voices to be heard, for voices at the lowest level to be heard. I must say also, Patrick, that we believe that the local or national IGF structures are particularly strategic and very important. And if we see these structures evolve in ways that get them not necessarily to look exactly like, but to grow and become influential like the CGI is in Brazil, that this may not be a bad direction for these local IGFs. But again, we believe this should all happen bottom-up. It should continue to be supported and fueled, enabled, and certainly promoted.
Thank you. Adam asks, what would ICANN like to see on the agenda for that meeting, I guess the Brazil meeting? He has ideas, of course, but how would he see the process in May? This should not be a one-off event, but the start of an ongoing program of work.
Again, a lot of the details of what this meeting is about and how it will function will emerge. And again, Brazil has asked us to participate, have asked other people to participate, and they will shortly be putting together a steering committee that will precisely define these questions you're asking. I think what's remarkable is that they're not making these decisions on their own. They're very much trying to build a global multi-stakeholder steering committee to establish the framework and the rules for which this global multi-stakeholder meeting will adhere to. So I think all of us are anxious, as we should be, but if we rise above, frankly, the anxiousness of the details of the meeting, which should remain, obviously, but if we rise for a moment above that, I think what is remarkable about this meeting is that it is happening, that we are not going to find ourselves without a major global forum all the way until the IGF in Istanbul in early September to actually address things in a way that is multi-stakeholder. Are there risks that this conference could go the wrong way? Certainly. Do we have mechanisms to participate and steer and influence? We do, and we've been invited to participate. Would it be worse for us if this conference was not happening? Most of us believe so, because if you look at the calendar, again, all the way through next year, we don't have until the IGF when we have a true global visible forum where leaders from all stakeholders can come together and make some important contributions.
Thank you, Fadi. Keith Davidson, a question, says, Fadi seems to be hinting that ICANN will be seeking increasing independence from the U.S. government for the IANA function. The continuation of the U.S. government's administrative oversight of IANA function seems more critical in the current environment and ICANN and other stakeholders, including sensible government, should perhaps be supporting the status quo rather than the potential unknown aspects of a hurried development to ICANN.
Yes, this is very important, Keith, and I know you know that I learn a lot from you about these important nuances and sensitivities. Let me be clear on two things. There is absolutely no rush for us to do anything. The U.S. contract with IANA has always contemplated and envisaged that at some point the oversight will not be exclusive to the United States government. And we hope not even exclusive to a collection of governments, but rather a true multi-stakeholder oversight, as it should be. That is not news. All of us know that, have known that. Yes, I am calling for a move towards thinking about that and how it happens in a safe, secure, and calm way. Having said that, it's extremely important to ferret that contract into its parts. This contract deals with numbers, with protocol parameters, and with names. And on the issue of protocol parameters, we are, in the IANA contract, performing a function that is defined by the IETF. So it's not like we do not have clarity with that function. That function's clarity and its policy comes to us from the IETF. The same could be said about numbers with the NRO. We are performing a function on behalf of the NRO. The policy comes from there. And finally, on the names, clearly that comes from the CCTLD and the CCNSO, as well as from the GNSO, and we work in partnership with the route operators to ensure that happens. So we do have very clear lines of legitimacy as well as authority that come from these multi-stakeholder groups that provide us these policies. That is the case today, and that should be the case tomorrow. The question is a question of oversight. And that, as I said, and as I will say again, is something we as a community need to understand, revise, evolve as we go forward, as has been contemplated.
Thank you. The Sam and Patrick have talked about the need for a broader and deeper strategy of stakeholder involvement to be part of that involvement. Patrick talks about the need to publicize and do much better outreach regarding these plans and what you do and the tactics we are taking. There was a note from Teresa, an offer to work with Teresa. There was a note from Teresa that this would be great to continue that discussion. So thank you, Patrick and Sam LaFranco, for your note about the need for a broader and deeper strategy of stakeholder awareness and involvement.
We are doing that live, Patrick. I'm up at 4 a.m. in my PJs to do that, and we'll continue to do that every hour until about 12, 13 hours from now. We've been doing that every week for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I haven't been home. This is my first time home in 5 weeks. My team has been on the road. All of us are fanning out, discussing, holding webinars, talking to whoever is ready to listen. So you are absolutely right, but it is time that all of us, not just Fadi and his team, are doing the same. So that's why we're forming, as fast as we can, this coalition, which will be, again, bigger than ICANN, but really a coalition for all the communities of Internet governance to come together, businesses, civil society, technical organizations, to participate in a common set of agreements, a common set of principles, a common set of messages. But we're engaged, believe me, and we're very committed and need you and everyone who believes in the importance of this model to speak up and to participate with us as loudly as possible in promoting this. And anything we can do, certainly Teresa, myself, Tara, our staff, to share more data, to provide you more insights, you know, we'll be doing just as I'm doing this moment. Needless to say, I must admit that if you look at what happened in the last 8 weeks, it's a lot. So it is clearly causing some people a little bit of angst. A lot has happened, a lot has moved forward, and I'm very cognizant of that and very both humbled by the speed at which the community has responded, but also aware that that means we have to double down and communicate even more and more so everyone feels completely part of this and directing this together. So, but thank you for the input on that.
The next question is from Keith Drasik. As referenced in the Montevideo statement, what does, quote, globalization of the ICANN function mean? How do you envision such globalization taking place? Will the community have a role in determining the nature of such globalization?
The community will have to frame what does that mean. The community has already given me the mandate to do that when I started. In fact, if I go back and look at all the comments that I was given over the last year, much of it, especially when I started, was about making ICANN more global, making ICANN more international. Chuck Gomes from your own company, Keith, has made a huge push for me to actually focus on that when I started in the first few weeks. So we are very, very focused on that from the beginning. There are three parts to ICANN globalization. The first part is what we've been engaged in heavily, which is to change the DNA of ICANN and to change its global operational posture from being a U.S.-centric, Western-centric entity to becoming truly a global entity. And that has, in the last year, moved miles from where we were and will continue to be an area of focus for us. The second part of that is to really think about the fundamental core agreements and legal positions of ICANN and to think about how over time ICANN will have less of a U.S. corporate presence, an AOC that is not necessarily signed with one government but rather with all the stakeholders. So these fundamental tenets that give us legitimacy, that give us a legal framework. These things need to be thought about, and we as a community should reflect on them. This is not an action that the staff or the board should take. This is an action the community should think about and ponder about and advance appropriately and calmly without any rush, but rather with a firm commitment that over time, ICANN's posture and all these things will be a global posture. And the third and last piece of this is obviously the IANA contract, a core component of our function that today works very well and is, as I said before, inspired by the policies we receive from the IETF, the NRO, the GNSO, the CCNSO, etc., but that has an oversight that needs to evolve from being a single government oversight to being a global multi-stakeholder oversight. So this is what I mean by that, and this is what the Montevideo statement meant by that.
Yes, and finally, if I may add, this is Tarek Kamen, that within the last year we have been also focusing very much on regional engagement plans and regional engagement strategies with the community in Africa, in Latin America, in the Middle East, and soon in other regions. And this has been part of the internationalization process that has started a year ago. Very close with the community, these strategies are being implemented. And part of it is supporting the community and supporting, as Patrick said, the local IGFs and the regional IGFs. You have been there at each regional IGF, present on a high level, either via FIDE or a senior representative from ICANN, in addition to the financial support and in-kind support to the IGF. So there are regional strategies that are being implemented with the community as part of our internationalization process, and this will continue to evolve. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a clarification, there was a mistake on my part. It was not necessarily the ICANN function, but the IANA function that Keith Drasik was referring to. And I think, Fadi, you talked about both ICANN's globalization as well as the IANA function. If there's something else you want to add on the IANA function of on that part, Keith wanted to know, will the community have a role in determining that type of globalization as well?
Only the community can determine how that works, period. So we will engage. We have not yet started that process. I think to date, all we did is to state what's been stated for years, which is that that function has always been contemplated to be a function that needs to evolve into its own oversight provided by the multi-stakeholder community. Together, we need to understand what that means and do it in a way that not only satisfies our community, but ensures that this function is global, transparent, and accepted by the global community as a fair way where we're all on equal footing without any one company, organization, or government having a unique role in it over the others. So that's a discussion we should all have as a community and move forward with it, and it's not going to happen with any urgency, and I think you will all agree with me, that in any way, shape, or form destabilizes the system or puts us in a position that where we lose some critical leverage in the months and years ahead. The leverage should remain with the multi-stakeholders. That's where it belongs, and that's where we need to keep it.
Thank you. The next question from Grigori is, does ICANN have any guidelines or suggestions for ICANN structures, ISOC chapters, for participation in the ITU Plenipotentiary Conference, which Keith Davidson also noted he's been encouraging CCTLDs and ISOC chapters to attach experts to their government delegations?
So the technical answer to your question is that no, ICANN should not have specific direction. The broader answer to your question is absolutely we should all together through this new global initiative that we're putting together with all the organizations we met in Bali, we should have clarity as to what is our activities, what is our global position, what are our principles that we will push through all of our channels to ensure that what we've built and done an amazing job at for the last 15 years stays where it is, as we all hope it will. But I can tell you that this movement, coalition, initiative, whatever we end up calling it, I don't care, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't focus on words too much. I focus on concepts. The concept here is that we're coming together. Business, civil society, technical organizations, all good people who care about this enterprise and this organization are coming together. We're not going to be continuing to have just discussions that are all over the place. We need to come together, and we need to have a voice, and that I'm so glad. This is the biggest gift of Bali, that we have come together and indeed will be soon coalescing around a common set of things. And finally, I just want to say to the questioner, what's most important is that whatever we do next year is not defensive. Yes, we have to defend everything we've built and everything we believe in and the Internet to stay as it is, an open and free resource for everybody's good. But we should do that not by saying what won't work, but by actually proposing real, positive, proactive, defensible, global approaches to make that happen. So let's work together to be positive, to be proactive. We have a lot to be proud of, and this is the basis from which we will start the debate.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Prendergast. What is the role of strategy panel number 5? Is it community-driven, ICANN-driven, or somewhere in between? Who is selecting members, and what is the nomination process to put forward individuals? Thank you.
For those of you who don't know what the question background is, we had announced in Durban that we will be bringing together 5 strategy panels to support the formulation of ICANN's strategy for the next 5 years and the ensuing operating plan for the first 3 years of these 5. We have launched 4 of these panels. The 5th panel, which Jim is bringing up, was the panel focused on the future of Internet governance and cooperation. That panel, in light of what we've talked about for the last hour here, was held up a little bit because we came to the conclusion that that panel cannot be an ICANN panel, that the subject was bigger than ICANN. And whilst initially we had thought we would limit it to ICANN's role in the global Internet governance space, it became very clear that there is a real need to almost jettison that panel and release it from the framework of ICANN and make it an independent panel that focuses on the subject. And whilst the coalition and movement that will be born out of the IGF Bali discussions will be extremely critical to give us a bottom-up, grassroots, broad view into the solutions that I just mentioned as being our positive stance for next year, we also felt that it does not hurt in parallel to also have a lot of input that is focused from a panel on this debate. And these two would inform each other. The panel, as it becomes independent and starts focusing on these issues, should be informed by the broad-based grassroots initiative and vice versa. We think that these two tracks, in addition to many other tracks that are happening in other places like CG in Canada, and the Council of Europe and other places, all these would feed into next year's fora and debates. No one has an exclusive hold on the substantive thinking, and I hope that the bottom-up processes will be supported with good capabilities and tools and energy that would allow us to produce valuable input into the process. But on the panel specifically, the panel will not be, quote-unquote, necessarily beholden to ICANN. It will be an independent panel, and it will include a number of panelists that will guide us through some of the tough questions that we are all facing. But more importantly, it will hopefully produce frameworks that can be positive frameworks that we can point to, rooted in the multi-stakeholder approach. The panel, I'm hoping, given Buenos Aires being upon us, that we will release information on how the panel will be birthed and who will be on it in the next few days before Buenos Aires. And again, the panel will not be housed at ICANN alone. It will be in partnership with other institutions educational institutions and other organizations that would ensure and maximize the independence of this panel and the value of the output it will hopefully produce. I hope this is helpful, but there will be more forthcoming on that panel in the next few days, and certainly I know we will discuss this and talk about it while in Buenos Aires.
Thank you. We have two more questions. One from Hector Manoff in the chat. His suggestion is, in my opinion, ICANN should help to organize the communication among ICANN participants by country. The ICANN participants of each country should understand the needs of other sectors of the country to have a better participation in ICANN. In this way, ICANN will be more representative for the regional community.
I think that's a good comment, and we'll take it to heart. I mean, bringing ICANN and ICANN's input and output closer to the local communities has been a very central part of our strategy for the last 12 months. So when people ask, why is it ICANN is spending more money this year? If you look at our budget, and I'll provide some breakdown of our budget versus our projects in Buenos Aires for the first time, you will see that ICANN has put a lot of effort and put a lot of resources, tools and people, to actually get us closer to the local communities. It's very hard for us, it's very easy for us to remain a club of people who, you know each other, have worked with each other, and are comfortable with each other. It's extremely important that we get out there and we bring an outreach to more people at the local level. As an example, when I started in all of Asia, we had one individual based in Beijing. By the time we meet in Singapore, we will have 12 people in that region distributed to make sure that we are supporting this vast and critical region. We had no presence in Latin America. We now have an office there that I just visited in Montevideo with people there, starting to serve that community in their local languages, and so on and so forth. Africa, again, very, very little reach, and we're growing now and building team, people, and processes and tools that enable us to get to that local opinion and engage our community around the globe. So this is an ongoing activity and struggle, and we can't do enough, to be honest. We have to do more, and I'm hoping that in this next year, I'm actually committed from an execution standpoint in this next year to do much more of that in partnership with ISOC and with the RIRs and increase the common work we do as a community and ensure we have less overlap but rather more coordinated, independent but coordinated activities. In Montevideo, for example, we share an office with ISOC and with LACNIC and other organizations there together with W3C and the other folks. And I think that's the model of cooperation that we would like to do more locally and closer to our stakeholders.
Thank you, Fadi. That is the end of the questions. I'd like to also thank our participants, all 40 of them, for being here today and inserting good questions into the chat, as well as some of our ICANN senior executives for being on the call as well. We had hoped to provide background and context of the recent Internet sister organization discussions leading to the Montevideo statement, explain the board and staff working together on these efforts, as well as the community, also to talk about what has been done to date and share perceptions of things that happened in the IGF in Brazil and afterwards, and to highlight the next steps in preparation for the Brazil meeting coming up, as well as other international meetings focusing on the multi-stakeholder approach. With that, I'd like to thank everyone for the time and attention. Thank you, Fadi. We're fighting time zones we cannot change, but we will also have this recorded. And the transcription will be translated into Spanish and French. We have another one-hour session at 1900 UTC for other parts of the globe. Again, thank you for your participation and questions.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
And I wish people. Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. And so thus, good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. Goodbye and thank you.